Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 16 years he's been hanging out with us now. And he's the founder and the president of Western Management Associates. And he's the author of CFO, the website, CFO for Rent. Also Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That's one of his books. Also Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher. And he's our good friend Gene Siciliano. Welcome back.
Tim, thanks very much. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. And also a CPA, right?
Oh, yes. From an earlier career.
But that, whenever you hear somebody has a CPA designation, folks, that means they're really smart. Okay, Gene, one of the big issues that a lot of small businesses deal with is how much do we let our people in on the financial management of the business? And that's a lot of small businesses really, really guard that information so close. And the truth is they can teach them how to be smarter about operating a business to help the company without revealing everything, can't they?
Yeah, not only they can, but they should, because they're really leaving opportunities unmet, unchallenged, untaken advantage of by not having their people understand the financial situation and the financial goals and the financial aspirations of the company. I mean, it's a shame, because people take their finances to be very personal, and I understand that at some level. But when you're running a company, you have people that are doing things that are determining the success of that company.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if they don't understand the financial impact, and you're not running a nonprofit, then you're making a mistake.
Let me tell you a success story that I was part of many decades ago. I worked for Sears in college and after college, and one of the things I did in college and then after that to some degree was I sold carpet. And every carpet sale had a job folder. And every job folder was its own little business. Like it had expenses and it had revenue and I had to make a profit. And so the company actually taught me how to sell carpet, but also how to create a job folder. And then and whenever the job was done, I had to tally everything up and see how we did. I had expectations of margins, of gross margin that I had to come up with. I mean, I knew it was a profit. It was not net profit. It was gross profit for the company, but I had a number that I had to come up with. I had to calculate that, and so I was in every job. I was contributing to the store's gross profit expectations. What do you think?
I think that's a great example for starting out. Sure. You knew the cost of what you were providing to the customer. You knew the price you were selling to them. You knew the kinds of things that would influence that cost increasing or decreasing. And you knew the margin you had a target for.
And I was just an employee. Part of that time, I was just an employee. And then later, when I became a manager, I had an operating statement for my department. I mean, I knew what my gross profit was. And so they let me look at, I knew the big number for the store. If the store made $5 million in revenue a year, I knew that. And I knew what my little contribution was. I didn't know all the stuff in the middle. They gave me enough. And I learned how to read operating statements as a 20-year-old at Sears.
And, you know, that's amazing for a company of that size to enable its employees to have that kind of information. It's just priceless training for you and probably is why they succeeded as long
that's
as they
exactly
did.
Right. That's exactly right.
But now bring that example down to the company that's doing $2 million or $5 million or $10 million or $15 million a year. Their thinking is very different, typically.
Yeah.
They're, as you mentioned at the start of this program, they want to keep that financial information to themselves. They want to tell their people, do this and do that, but not tell them why and not tell them the financial impact and not get their people to use their own intellect to improve that end result. That's really a shame.
And when we come back after the break, you're going to teach us how to fix that. We're going to talk about how to do, maybe model it a little bit more like Sears did, how to separate, because it does take a little bit of thinking, and maybe you even have to redo your reports a little bit to give your managers the information they need without giving them everything. And I think it'll help
almost
you
always
with your profit.
Yeah.
Quick break. Right back with Gene Siciliano. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stand by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.